I'm going to jump, so hold on tight. Jump. Oh, how jump. God, I thought my final hour had come. My wretched eardrums popped and fizzed. My eyeballs watered. Up we whizzed. I clung on tight. I shouted, how much further are we going now? Toad said, his face all wreathed in smiles, with every jump, it's 50 miles. Quite literally, we jumped all over from Scotland to the cliffs of Dover. Above the cliffs, we stopped for tea, and Toad said, gazing at the sea, what do you say we take a chance and jump from England into France? I said, oh dear, do you think we ought to? I'd hate to finish in the water. But Toads, you'll find, don't give a wink for what we little children think. He didn't bother to reply. He jumped. You should have seen us fly. We simply soared across the sea, the marvellous Mr. Toad and me. Then down we came, and down, and down, and landed in a funny town. We landed hard, in fact, we bounced. We're there. It's France, the Toad announced. He said, you must admit it's grand to jump into a foreign land. No boats, no bicycles, no trains, no cars, no noisy aeroplanes. Just then, we heard a fearful shout. Oh, heavens above, the Toad cried out. I turned and saw a frightening sight. On every side, to left, to right, people were running down the road, running at me and Mr. Toad. And every person, man and wife, was brandishing a carving knife. It didn't take me very long to figure there was something wrong. And yet how could a small boy know, for nobody had told me so, that Frenchmen aren't like you or me. They do things very differently. They won't say yards, they call them meters. And they're the most peculiar eaters. A Frenchman frequently regales himself with half a dozen snails. The greedy ones will gulp a score of these foul brutes and ask for more. In many of the best hotels, the people also eat the shells. Imagine that. My stomach turns. One might as well eat slugs or worms. But wait. Read on a little bit. You haven't heard the half of it. These French go even more agog if someone offers them a frog. You'd better fetch a basin quick in case you're going to be sick. The bits of frog they like to eat are thighs and calves and toes and feet. The French will gobble loads and loads of legs they chop off frogs and toads. They think it's absolutely ripping to guzzle frogs' legs fried in dripping. That's why the whole town and their wives were rushing us with carving knives. They screamed in French, well, I'll be blowed. What legs there are upon that toad. Chop them, skin them, cook them, fry them. All of us are going to try them. Toad, I cried, I'm not a funk, but ought we not to do a bunk? These rascals haven't come to greet you. All they want to do is eat you. Toad turned his head and looked at me and said, as cool as cool could be, calm down and listen carefully, please. I often come to France to tease these crazy French who long to eat my lovely tender froggy meat. I am a magic toad, he cried, and I don't ever have to hide. Stay where you are, don't move, he said, and pressed a button on his finger. At once came a blinding flash, and then the most almighty crash, and sparks were bursting all around, and smoke was rising from the ground. When all the smoke had cleared away, the Frenchmen with their knives cried, where is the toad? Thank you.
17-year-old brother, a student, and me, a 14-year-old schoolgirl. It took them 3 months to take us up north, up the Lena River, till we were about 800 kilometers north of the Arctic Circle. Niekas mūsų neprisimins, nieka mes nereikalingi. The Lithuanians deported to the forever frozen land thought they would be forever forgotten. The dead live on in my heart. It is my duty to speak out about them. The Šurkus family, the Lukminas family, Zikas family, Karnu Dondulis, Danilaskas, Moraitis, Nastaniškis, Gedminas Vaičius, about 800 kilometers north of the Arctic Circle.
niekas mūsų neprisimins, niekam mes nereikalingi. The Lithuanians deported to the forever frozen land thought they would be forever forgotten. The dead live on in my heart. It is my duty to speak out.